from the latest happenings on the diamond.
Look, this team, they will find a lot of ways to surprise you. And I think the fact of like how they got here, how they won so many games.
To all the insight and expertise on things outside the ballpark.
I guess what lead feels safe to you as the Brewers wrap up the final month-ish of the year?
Clinched feels safe.
Yeah, at least 7 with 6 to play, something like that.
Yeah.
We only turn to one person. Batter up. It's Sophia Minert on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Brought to you by Century Foods. Win the ultimate baseball fan experience at Century Foods. Return the entry form found in the weekly ad to any Century by July 24th. Century Foods, the best meat in town.
Always great to have our friend and teammate Sophia Minert here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Sophia, I don't want to go all Packers on you right now, but what the hell is going on out there? So this is 3 straight games now where there have been questionable calls or melees. What's going on with the Brewers right now?
Yeah, I don't know. Is it a full moon or like Mercury retrograde?
Well, that's a great question. I'm gonna look right now.
do we believe in any of those things? Maybe the baseball gods. I don't know. The last 3 days have just been really crazy. Especially last night, it just sort of felt like the tipping point. So you know that saying about things happening in threes. Let's hope that the last 3 days we've maybe checked all the boxes there, and then we can move on to just normal baseball.
So, Sophia, how long is Uribe going to get? I mean, he started the whole thing. You think we're looking at 2
right.
games, 5 games?
I really have no idea. The fact that he, Siri said something to Abner Uribe, and then everything happened after that. So, Abner did speak after the game last night, and I think he understands he needs to do a better job of controlling his emotions, but I can't venture to guess what that suspension is going to be. You could see anywhere from 3 to 5, maybe. And we don't, obviously then he has the option to appeal or he can accept these suspensions. So we'll see what the commissioner's office decides.
I guess I'm more concerned about Freddie, because usually when a pitcher gets thrown right. for throwing at somebody, that usually comes with a suspension as well. The Brewers were making mm-hmm. the argument that they didn't throw at him. And even the umpires after the game, Sophia admitted like, oh, there wasn't really anything that we noticed that, would have led to this, so I'm not quite sure. It's like they didn't toss him right away. They got together and then decided to toss him. Is he going to be subject to any sort of suspension?
Well, it's possible, yeah. And I think for the Brewers, I think Freddie Peralta said last night he absolutely didn't have any intent throwing at Jose Siri after the home run. And when Chris Guccione spoke to the media after the game, he basically explained that for the crew, there are 3 options. You can do nothing, you can issue warnings, and you can eject. I think where the Brewers have an issue is that there were no warnings issued at all. And there was even when Siri homered off of Freddie Peralta, there wasn't anything noticeable about him showing up Freddie, saying anything to Freddie, creating a situation. He celebrated the home run. He typically does that. Freddie had no issue with it. Freddie said last night, like, I've been in the league for 7 years. A lot of guys have homered off of me. He had no issue with it. And so I think that's where Freddie, the team, Pat Murphy also getting ejected, I think that's where they were the most confused. It's like it just went from 0 to 100 because there were no warnings. It didn't appear to be any intent. I think you just take into context the situation too. Like Freddie was cruising. He was at 66 pitches. It's the 6th inning. It's a 6-1 game, a 3-0 count. Like it just didn't add up. And I think Freddie also, he handled it extremely well. He was really calm on the mound. Pat Murphy came out and he was more upset, I think, than anybody trying to protect his player. And then they both get ejected. So yeah, it was a really odd night.
Well, and Freddie wanted to go deep in the game to obviously give the bullpen a little bit of a break, and he had never been ejected from a game before. So you're right, it all didn't add up. But we have had the conversation on this show, Sophia, about the human element of the game. And for a very, mm-hmm. very, very, to quote Doc Rivers, long time, that has been what baseball loves, right? They love that there's a human element of the game. But to me, this was the human element because it felt like, no confirmation here, but they were using what had happened the day before to assume that there would be some sort of carryover and then therefore kind of put that on whatever happened on the field tonight. And to me, that's where I feel like you're stepping out of bounds. Like, I understand that series build and there can be frustrations that build or emotions that build over the course of a three-game series, but I feel like you should address each one independently if you can. Is that just me being Pollyanna-ish?
No, I think you're right. I mean, I think I think they got it wrong the other night, too. So, and look, you can say, like, with what happened Monday night, like, the Brewers could have helped themselves by scoring in the first eight innings, right? Like, it's hard to pinpoint one thing. I think what you want, and the reason why umpires move on series to series is so that things like this don't escalate. I think you want, it's like when one game is over, right or wrong, you just want to come into the next day with a clean slate. And I think that's what we're hoping for today. I think we're hoping that cooler heads can prevail. There won't be any shenanigans today. We can just play a clean game. I don't think there was any intent on Freddie's side or the team side to create a situation last night. And then, what happened with Abner Uribe again, it's like something was said that provoked Abner. And then because of everything that had already happened, it just escalated.
Yeah, powder keg.
Sophia, with Wade Miley out, are they going to take the approach of next man up, or you think they're looking possibly to trade for another starting arm?
They're already in next man up mode. They've already used 9 starters, which they used 10 all of last season. So Tobias Myers has been the most recent one to come up. He's given them 2 really quality starts. I think he's impressed them. In terms of going out and acquiring someone else, look, they're always looking to add. The problem is a lot of other teams are dealing with pitching injuries, and that's a position that you really don't want to give up any depth. You can look at, like, the Houston Astros, what they're going through right now. They've had a horrible start to their season, surprising everyone, and a lot of that is just because of injuries to their pitching staff. So I think it goes to show you, like, what the Brewers are pulling off is really remarkable. And they're absolutely testing the limits of their pitching depth. Jacob Junis is throwing, DL Hall, the rookie, he's progressing with this throwing program. He's hoping to get a bullpen in this weekend, which would be a good first step for him. JB Bukauskas is behind. Robert Gasser is a prospect that he's working his way back in AAA. He's made 2 starts now. So I think they feel like they're going to be getting pieces back. But in terms of acquiring from outside, it's a challenge to acquire starters because that's just a position that a lot of people don't want to give up.
Ricky Weeks, everybody was excited when he was hired as, the associate manager and clearly kind of a manager in waiting, manager in training. And it feels appropriate to ask this now since he's had to take over the helm with Murphy getting ejected the last couple of games. What's his role been like? What's he been able to do through the first month of the season?
Yeah, Ricky's been great. It's been really fun to have him. And I think what has really helped Ricky is that he's been in baseball ops for the last 2 years, and he's been doing a lot in the minor league system. He'd been roving to all the different minor league affiliates. He'd been at spring training the last couple of years. So I think that helps just from a familiarity standpoint of, like, he really knows this organization up and down. He knows the system, knows the players, and obviously the players know him and respect him for the playing career that he had. And it was cool because I think for the newcomers to the organization, the first day of spring training, Pat Murphy had a team meeting and he showed the clip of, Ricky getting hit by the pitch in the jaw, right? Standing there at home plate, taking first base. I think it was Edwin Jackson who hit him, but Murph showed that clip to the team, and it was basically a very succinct message to say, if you have any doubt about why Ricky Weeks is in this room, this is why. He is a Brewer through and through. There are a lot of qualities that he brings that, like, we want this team to have. And I think the players really respect that. So he's been a great resource for Murph. And obviously the last 2 days he's had to do some managing, which he did a couple games in spring training as well. So yeah, it's been great just to have him, and he's been such a great presence. I think specifically for the offensive group, he's really involved with the offensive preparation.
Sophia, John Morosi put out a tweet yesterday, I want to say, maybe the day before, saying the Brewers have the second highest probability of reaching the postseason among all MLB teams, according to Baseball Reference playoff odds. Milwaukee is at 96.1. Only the Dodgers are higher at 99.4. On May 1st, that feels a little early for playoff prognostications, but you're around this team. Does this feel like a playoff team to you?
It absolutely could be. I mean, I think, and I say that because of everything they've already had to endure. And, you know, look, they're without Devin Williams. They're without Christian Yelich. They're without Garrett Mitchell. They're without half of their starting rotation. And yet they won 18 games, you know, in March and April. And, you know, you could say that they've overachieved to get to that mark. I am certainly, I don't think anyone is looking at division standings or, you know, postseason projections or anything like that. You typically don't even start doing that until maybe Memorial Day at the earliest. But I just think the pieces that they can get back, it kind of feels like they've got these little mini trade deadlines already kind of built into their season when they get these pieces back. And then, you have opportunities to add outside. So I think the way that they've done this in the first month, you can question if it's sustainable, the way that they're handling their pitching staff, but the number of people that have stepped up and produced without so many of their primary players, it's really been remarkable. And I think they all deserve a lot of credit for just how they've handled that.
She's Sophia Minert. You can watch her on Bally Sports Wisconsin as she covers your Milwaukee Brewers. Sophia, we appreciate you hanging out with us. Hopefully today will be less exciting, less eventful than the last few days out at the ballpark.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we'll take a win in like a clean 9 innings. That would be great for everyone.
Right, exactly.
2-1, like a 2-hour 15-minute. Let's just get in and out.
Ah, I kind of like the fight.
2-1 is a little stressful. We play that 2-1 game a lot. We see that game a lot. So I think, 5-1, so, right. a little comfort would be nice.
All right.
If we could be greedy.
Sophia, we appreciate you. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks, guys.
When life happens, Great Midwest Bank understands. Whether you tied the knot, have a new family member on the way, or you're in need of a downsize, Great Midwest Bank has the tools and the people to make your home buying process as smooth as possible. Great Midwest Bank's loan officers understand the changes that life can bring, and they will guide you through the mortgage process with care and expertise. Great Midwest Bank believes that securing a loan should not add stress to your life. They simplify the process so you can focus on what matters most to you. Visit greatmidwestbank.com to get started on a home mortgage loan. That's greatmidwestbank.com.